And you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
Everywhere, the Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your cars. Stick them in your windows. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flag to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Special edible flag. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids. So all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
The hum of the brain. the yuppies driving those gas-guzzling SUVs.
Rainier is one powerful vehicle.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
400 horsepower.
500 horsepower.
I don't like the idea of
SUVs and America's addiction to oil.
Would you agree that's plenty of power?
All about power.
Power?
590 horsepower.
If you drive an SUV, a sport utility vehicle, you're ruining the environment. You're also selfish and stupid and dangerous.
My life, my SUV.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
I really like the versatility of an SUV.
I helped our enemies develop weapons of mass destruction.
What if I need to go off-road?
So what if it gets 11 miles to the gallon?
It's my First Amendment right.
I gave money to a terrorist training camp in a foreign country.
I feel safe in my SUV. I'm above everyone else.
I help teach kids around the world to hate America.
I'm above everyone else.
If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Power.
I'm above everyone else.
It's my First Amendment right.
I like to sit up high.
Would you agree that's plenty of power?
I sent our soldiers off to war.
I'm above everyone else.
You're also selfish and stupid and dangerous.
My life, my SUV.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a background romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight. Should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
I'm above everyone else.
Which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. And the color of his eyes. we need is love to guide and protect us all. I said that what we need is love to guide and protect us all. I said what we need is love to guide and protect us all. I said what we need is love.
American propaganda will always try to play on your baser primitive instincts. Greed, lust, individualism. In American propaganda, you will see how everybody has a car, nice clothes, a nice apartment, but you will never see the truth behind this lie. You will not see police dogs attacking strikers and demonstrators for civil rights. You will not see the beggars in the streets, the homeless, the Negro shanty towns of the South. You will not see the warmongers who threaten the world with a nuclear holocaust.
Complexity is Radio!
Is there a neighbor you are suspicious of, but lack the motivation to call the federal government? Are you positive the person who lives across the street is involved in Al-Qaeda-like activity, but wonder, what's in it for you to call the FBI? Well, the Department of Homeland Security is proud to present the War on Terror Megamix. For every member of a terrorist organization you reveal, the Department of Homeland Security will send you this great compilation CD, featuring hits from the 70s and 80s, like this great hit from The Who. Or how about this great song from the 80s? That's right, all of these classic hits can be yours. It doesn't matter if they're guilty or innocent, if someone you know is acting strangely, you could be listening to songs like this. Or even this great one-hit wonder. To get this great compilation, all we need is a suspicious party's address, ethnic background, hair, blood, or urine sample, the Middle East-based terrorist group you suspect they are involved in, and $4 for shipping and handling. And there's even a track for the kids.
Are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood? Say who?
The War on Terror Megamix can be yours right now for just doing your patriotic duty. Inform and order today.
playlist and contact information at the end of this one-hour broadcast. Pop Defect Radio.
Fort Meade has 18 acres of mainframe computers underground. You're talking to your wife on the phone, you use the word bomb, president, Allah, any of 100 key words. Computer recognizes it, automatically records it, red flags it for analysis. That was 20 years ago.
There are strict limits to surveillance. There are limitations on every one of the technologies. There's also enormous limitations on data quality and on data capture, on the reliability of data capture, on the reliability of identities and even of identifiers, biometrics that are captured about people. Enormous difficulties in systems to actually make them work. And all of these technologies depend on very substantial infrastructures. There's a whole series of things to do with lots more towers, to do with lots more software in lots more devices, which are then interlinked across a national network. And anything that is complex suffers entropy. It runs down. It requires a great deal of care in order to make it work. With some of these, the amazing thing is that they can actually work outside the laboratory. So don't let's think for a moment that we are all totally doomed and that everybody knows everything about us. We've shown that we are in a particular location by using a card at an ATM or at an FPOS, which is a fixed point in space, which is known and mapped. Cellular phones, PDAs, personal digital assistants in your pocket, digital cameras indeed, satellite phones and the rest of it, declaring their location. They already do it, even when they're switched off, to the local base stations. The base stations are being multiplied in the near future so that resections can be done, so that there can be considerable confidence that that particular device is not merely in a cell. There's also ongoing dependence on loyal employees within the system of surveillance. And if you watch the way in which the FBI and the CIA started scratching and biting one another during the aftermath of September 11, they were busy blowing whistles on one another, and many of them were unhappy with the sub-professionalism of all the things that were going on around them. People within the system, moles if you like, are very much working against surveillance technologies. There are many strategies that we can adopt as individuals, as members of organisations, to do something about all of this. There's various technologies that we can get in behind and that we can apply. Anonymity technologies, pseudonymity technologies, cryptography to protect the data that we transmit. Making a habit of using multiple identities. Making sure that multiple identities remain mainstream and don't get marginalised to criminality. Making sure that when we store things, we get into the habit of storing them in a distributed fashion. Think P2P, think Napster, and why Napster went under, about the need to minimise the number of choke points there are in the system and the number of opportunities that control freaks have got to get it. There's actions that we can take, and there's changes in philosophy and sociology that we can enter into. We've got to prick technologists' bubbles all over the place. We've got to test out their technologies and show their weaknesses. We've got to think about what technologies would have actually done to prevent the September 11 attacks. And my very quick comment to you is that there is no technology this side the door to the cockpit that could have actually have prevented those actions succeeding. So don't let's swallow this nonsense about all this technology being pumped into airports actually making any difference to what actually happened. It's absolute rubbish.
During these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda that I'm weak and materialistic. I told our country and I told the world, if it feels good, do it. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed. We can be summed up in one word: evil. I am committed to defeating not only the good work of charities, but the values that will bring lasting peace. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide and murder.
NPR, All Sniper Radio. All Sniper Radio.
The big headline is that the letter included a threat and a PS saying your children are not safe anymore at any time. The writer of the letter alleges that he tried to contact authorities six times and was hung up on. He said that law enforcement was incompetent, and as a result of that, that five people had to die.
Tonight on the All Pain Network.
Foul Sniper Radio.
Foul Sniper Radio. No rap, no hard rock, no music, no disco, no jazz, no classical, no soft rock, no folk rock, no album rock, no new age, no new wave, no...
All Sniper Radio.
The man called himself the Zodiac. Beginning in 1968, he killed five people in Northern California. He claimed to have killed many more. Like the DC sniper, there seemed to be no motive. Victims were random. He also threatened to gun down young children. but he never did.
What we collectively want to say to our citizens of the metropolitan area is that we want to assure you that we continue to press forward with all of our resources and truly understand the fears, the anxieties, and the concerns of all of our citizens.
The person you called could not hear everything that you said. The audio was unclear, and we want to get it right. Call us back so that we can clearly understand.
KSNPR, All Sniper Radio.
Tonight on the All Pain Network.
All Sniper Radio.
You have incidents, you put up tapes, then you find letters, or we heard tarot cards or whatever. But how do law enforcement officials know that this is something left by any potential suspect?
I feel very confident about the work being done by the men and women in law enforcement. The person you called could not hear everything that you said. The audio was unclear, and we want to get it right. Call us back so that we can clearly understand. The audio was unclear, and we want to get it right.
No rap, no hard rock, no music, no disco, no jazz, no classical, no soft rock.
Tonight on the All Pain Network.
On the All Pain Network. All Sniper Radio. KSNPR. All Sniper Radio. Opening a wide window on a very small world. Opening a wide window on a very small world. Opening a wide window on a very small world.
I wanted to see exotic Vietnam, the jewel of Southeast Asia. I wanted to meet interesting and stimulating people of an ancient culture and kill them. I wanted to be the first kid on my block to get a confirmed kill.
still listening to Pop Defect Radio. That was the Stiff Little Fingers with Tin Soldier. Before that, you heard from a band called Strap-Ons with Dying Nation. Agnostic Front with Uncle Sam. Lightning Bolt with Towers on Fire. We also heard from Adam and His Package off their latest release. A track called The Palestinians Is Not the Same Thing as the Rebel Alliance. We also heard from La Tigre with Get Off the Internet. Heard a little special mix called SUV Love, but done by yours truly. We heard from comedian David Cross talking about the Freedom Kit. We heard from DOA, an older song from DOA, with America the Beautiful. We heard Reconstruction in there doing their version of War. And Choking Victim started us all off with their new hit, Hate Your State. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You can also send me MP3s via the internet to SkidmarkBob at Rattlebrain.com. That's SkidmarkBob at Rattlebrain.com. Send any and all words of encouragement. This program, as well as many other fine programs, are uploaded to www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, www.microradio.net/FRSC. If you want to check out our live stream, plenty of fine programming going on there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in full defiance of federal authority. We're going to end this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio with a good patriotic song about our armed forces going out to the warmongers that are leading the charge on Iraq at this point, at this time. It's a track called Covert Battalion by Billy Bragg. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Texas border. How can a country large as ours be scared of such a threat? Well, if they won't work for us, they're against us, you can bet. They may be sovereign countries, but you folks at home forget that they all want what we've got, but they don't know it yet.
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Our candy and our guns, and our corporate muscle marches in behind us. But freedom's just another word for nothing left to sell. And if you want narcotics, we can get you those as well. We help the multinationals when they cry out, protect us. The locals scream and shout a bit, but we don't let that affect us. We're here to lend a helping hand in case they don't elect us.
How dare they buy our products and still they don't respect us?
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
If you thought the army was here protecting people like yourself, I have some news for you. We're here to defend wealth. Away with nuns and bishops.
Romero!
The good Lord will help those who help themselves. I have some news for you. We're here to defend wealth.
Tra-la-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la. We're making a world safe again.